Vernalization is a biological process that helps trigger reproductive development in winter annuals. Vernalization requires a plant to undergo a period of cold during its dormant phase, explains SDSU Extension agronomist Chris Graham.
The rule of thumb is, say, 45 days at relatively cool soil temperatures. And so the issue that arises is that for the plant to sense that the cold temperatures, it needs to be divided, you know, cells need to be divided, meaning the plant needs to be actively growing. So in the fall, under dry conditions, what happens is the plant doesn't germinate. It doesn't imbibe water, and so it really just sits in the ground as seed. And then in the spring, a lot of farmers are wondering, well, my wheat didn't come up last fall. Did it get the vernalization requirements that it needs?
If fertilization doesn't occur, the winter cereal remains in vegetative stages and will never produce grain. This only becomes evident come spring when the plant fails to joint and elongate for reproduction. Graham says failure to vernalize is not very common, as the seed in the soil only has to imbibe a bit of moisture to swell, triggering vernalization.
You know, the winter wheat is never truly dormant. Even in the winter, it'll still respire. I know a lot of areas got some moisture late in the fall as rainfall, and so it might have helped for the seed to swell.
Only winter wheat in extreme drought may have issues with vernalization, perhaps on hilltops. But in most cases, vernalization is less of a worry than winter kill, as early seedlings impacted by drought are not very cold hardy. As of late February, 77% of South Dakota's winter wheat was rated fair to very poor, with only 23% good to excellent. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.